Start your day with The Big Show.
Come 3BA.
Let's get into the Big Show Entertainment Report for this Friday morning from Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not doing too bad, actually. Between me and you, I need a haircut.
Do you know my wife's a hairdresser?
Sorry?
My wife's a hairdresser.
Oh, well, maybe if our restrictions were a little bit different, I could get one from her. But, yeah, at this point in time, looks like I'll probably be waiting until at least the end of October. But, you know what, I can put up with that, maybe.
Well, we'll see if we can get her down to see you, all right?
Hopefully.
All right. Some sad news earlier in the week with the passing of Lisa Curry's daughter, Jamie. And sadly, there are some out there whom are trying to profit from her death. What's going on here, Jaden?
Yeah, so earlier in the week, obviously, we learnt of the passing of their 33-year-old daughter. So Lisa Curry and her husband, Grant Kenny, passed away after a battle with a long-term illness. And then, of course, while they're dealing with this horrendous grief and trying to get on with that, Lisa and her current husband, Mark Tabone, had to take to their social media to tell people that a Facebook account and a GoFundMe page that had been set up soliciting donations over her death was actually fake, that it wasn't the couple that was trying to get donations surrounding the death, that wasn't Mark at all. The Facebook account was sending out some fake friend requests to people, and they had to tell people just not reply to them at all. They actually reported it to Facebook, and to Facebook's credit, as we know, they don't always act very quickly with these sorts of things to remove horrible or contentious content, but it would seem in this occasion that they have acted, because that particular Facebook profile and the fake fundraising page have completely disappeared from the web. So I guess good news there, but just horrendous, horrendous thing for this couple, these two people, to have to deal with at that point in time.
Yeah, there are words I can't use on radio for the people or person that set up this fake page. Just disgusting. It really, really is. Moving on to something that everyone looks forward to. What's happening with Melbourne's Carols by Candlelight Christmas Eve?
Well, Channel 9 indicated at their big programming announcement on Wednesday, where they announced and unveiled all of their different shows for the rest of the year and for the next 15 months or so, that the event would be part of their lineup for this year and also for next year. And I was sort of a bit curious as to just what the broadcast would entail, so got in touch with them yesterday. And I can tell you that both Channel 9 and Vision Australia, they are working towards hosting it at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl in December. They're certainly hopeful that they can do it with limited crowds. Obviously, given the government's roadmap out of lockdown for Metro Melbourne, it's certainly possible, given that outdoor entertainment venues are set, or all things going well, should be able to open up by the end of November. But I guess that sort of all depends on whether or not the government classifies the Meyer Music Bowl as an outdoor venue.
Yeah, and that will be interesting to see how they go forward with that. And I know Meyer have pulled their Christmas windows this year, Jaden.
Yeah, they have, for the first time in the history of the Meyer Christmas window. So that's obviously a huge blow. They start working on that pretty much straight after Christmas each year, but no doubt they'll just sort of move that to next year, as is the case with quite a lot of things around town at the moment, a lot of events and a lot of things that we would normally just sort of take for granted, I guess.
Yeah. For anyone who's interested in film and TV memorabilia, Jaden, there's a lot of it set to go up for auction next month.
There is. This is really, really exciting. So Mr. Movies, the late Bill Collins, who passed away earlier this year, his wife Joan Collins, not the Joan Collins, but a Joan Collins, is pushing ahead with their plans to auction off a whole lot of items of film and TV memorabilia that he owned. That's taking place from late October through to the end of November through Theodore's Auctions. And there's everything up for grabs, from autographed headshots to a massive laser disc collection of movies, and there's a whole lot of other stuff in there too. But one sort of big item that I didn't really expect to go under the hammer His glasses, his spectacles.
Really?
Really, yeah, yep, those really distinctive, big, broad-rimmed black glasses that he'd always wear. They're set to go under the hammer next month. So, yeah, I guess a big luxury item for somebody or whoever grabs them.
All right. And just quickly to wrap up, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Harry and Meghan set to make their first joint TV appearance since Megxit.
They are indeed. Next week, they'll be taking part in the big Time 100 TV special, announcing the world's 100 most influential people. It's the first time, actually, that they've ever done it on TV before it actually comes out in the magazine or appears online. But that will be taking place next week. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday, and they'll be appearing alongside a swag of other celebrities, including John Legend. But interestingly enough, they will be doing it as Harry and Meghan, not the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
All right. Great to catch up with you, as always. Plenty of entertainment news. And, Jaden, you took a week off recently. I'm about to take 2 weeks off, and you'll be chatting with Geordie over the next fortnight.
That's okay. Look forward to it.
And I look forward to seeing you, talking to you again in a fortnight's time. Jaden, you take care, and we'll catch up then.
Catch you then.